Star 94.1, and we welcome James Ingram. James, how are you?
Good. How you doing, brother?
Good, good, good. James, the new song, Mercy, which is a beautiful song, but you got the new project, Stand in the Light. Why a gospel project from a man who has Grammys and has done so much?
Well, you know, when I first started off with... When I first started my singing career, I started out with Quincy with the Dude album.
Right.
But James Ingram's first album, I Brought Y'all, Y'all Gonna Be There, which was Hallelujah, I Praise Be to God by His Hebrew Name, the Old Testament transliterated in Hebrew. And God's name was Yahweh, and the Son's name was Yeshua, Shua meaning salvation, Yah meaning source. And New Testament was transliterated in Greek, in which it took over 300-something years to put the old and the new together. So this is nothing new to me.
Wow.
Besides my father being the deacon of the church and our Sunday school teacher, and my older brother, Henry Ingram, was the minister of music for the state of Ohio and gospel music. So I didn't want to just jump over the aisle. We were so intimidated.
Hey.
My older brother has more talent in his baby finger than all of us have in our whole body.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you were rooted and grounded in gospel.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah, I came up in Kojic, Church of God in Christ.
Okay, all right. James Ingram is our guest. James, before we talk about your new project, let's talk about some great James Ingram songs. First of all, I'm a James Ingram fan. I'll admit it to you. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Okay. There's a song that I love. Well, two songs. Just Once, 100 Ways. And those two songs, it seems like you can just close your eyes and you paint a picture, I mean a beautiful picture, with your voice. Tell us about those two songs.
Well, you know, you probably don't know. When I came out to California, I was not a singer. I had a group, and I had a lead singer.
Okay.
And so Just Once was a $50 demo that I did that started my singing career.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a Bernard Lawson was the singer in our group. And he's a minister now, man, but he was so great. When we opened up for Donny Hathaway, Donny Hathaway had to come and knock on the door and just give him praise because that's a, you know, I was a good background singer, but I didn't think I was no singer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that started.
Wow.
And 100 Ways, I've never told this story to nobody on the radio, but George Benson keeps, every time he sees me, he said, man, because Quincy wanted him to do it a while back, and he didn't feel the song. And so after I won a Grammy with it, he was egging me every time he see me. He said, yeah, man, you stole my song.
Oh,
but you know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this, that I found out as a singer, especially on stage.
Mm-hmm.
100 Ways, the lyrics, 100 Ways to 100 Ways and Just Once,
mm-hmm.
both of those songs were written in terms of the lyrics by females.
Wow.
Now, the music was written by, you know, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But both of those, and it seems like when I sing songs that were written lyrically by women, it touched the women deeper because we when we grew up, we trying to stand on the handlebars of a bike trying to impress her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we go past it, Mr. Point.
Man. Your song, the Yomo Be There, did you ever think that was going to give you a Grammy?
You know, I didn't really know because how that starts, that song started off, it was like, it was going to be like, you know, like if your luck runs low, reach out and call my name and I will be there. You know, me and Michael talking to each other, right?
Right, uh-huh.
And then Quincy said, no, Michael Jackson already had one of those. So it went from I will be there to I'm going to be there to I'm-o.
Okay.
And then he said, no, I don't like that. And so we went to from that to A-H, I'm going to be there. And I never, you know, put in my things on Quincy in terms of my beliefs and all that stuff. Because when we were in the studio, we're working. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what happened was I went in the studio and found a dictionary and looked up the word Yahweh and brought it back to Quincy. And I said, Quincy, I dare you to put the Y in front of the A-H. He read it. Oh, the Hebrew name of God. For God. Oh, man, my kids are studying Hebrew because he was married to Peggy Lipton.
Uh-huh.
And so from that point and then Michael said, oh, hallelujah, right, Jah. He said, Jah. I said, yeah, but there's no J in the Hebrew language. That's why you You may spell it like that, but it's Hallelujah.
Okay.
And they went for it, and that's what happened.
Wow. What a song. I mean, how does it make you feel that people are still playing James Ingram songs today, those particular songs today? And they still sound great.
Well, you know, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
the Lord had already blessed me as a musician playing on Ray Charles's record and playing on Leon Hayward's records and producing songs on Howard Hewitt, because he's from my hometown, Akron, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
with Shalimar, you know. And on different artists, I was a keyboard player. So I was already blessed. So when God blessed me with this, on that first album with the dude and 100 Ways and Just Once,
mm-hmm.
I was up for a Grammy for 100 Ways, and Quincy said, look, nobody has ever won a Grammy without having their own album. I said, you can't win, so don't worry about that. I said, Quincy, I didn't even think I could sing good enough to even be in your face, so do it look like I care about a Grammy?
Wow.
So what I'm trying to tell you is he had a Pierre cassette open up with Just Once. And they used to open up, for the Grammys, and they used to open up with up-tempo numbers with dancers and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there, man, singing Just Once. I'm trembling because I'm afraid. I've never stood up in my life and sang nowhere. I mean, except for in the studio or something,
right,
writing and stuff, right?
Right.
I was so afraid, and I had anxiety attacks after that to try to live up to this.
Wow.
Until I went on the road with Patti LaBelle for 6 months, and that cured all that.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to tell you is I don't even have the words, man, to tell you how I feel about them songs and them still playing it. But ain't no doubt about it, brother. It was God. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Wow.
You hear me?
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man. So I mean, it's something that still I be pinching myself because it's unbelievable.
Man.
Because it's not a belief. It's the gift that he put together that I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
And it's his. So when people give me too much credit, it's like, oh, no, nah, man, because I don't want to be Nebuchadnezzar right out there, you know.
Hey. The song Secret Garden, you were on that song also. How was it singing with Barry White and the others on that album, that particular song, Secret Garden?
Well, the thing was, you know, I enjoyed all those guys separately,
mm-hmm.
but we never sang it together because I was on the road with Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
So when I came back in town just for a minute, I ran into the studio because they gave me a copy, right?
Right.
And they weren't in the studio when I sang it.
Okay.
So I didn't get a chance to sing it with them.
Wow. That is a great song. Again, people are still playing that song today. Man.